The tuition hike mirrors the 5.5% increase the board approved for this past school year. For a student at the UW-Madison, it translates to $348 more. At the UW-Milwaukee, the increase will be $340. At the university's 11 other four-year campuses, tuition will go up by $265 per student. UW System spokesman David Giroux says a variety of factors led to the increase. For example, energy costs are growing rapidly, and the university will have to absorb some funding cuts to help the state cope with its budget shortfall.
If we were only facing one of these challenges, these financial challenges, these hurdles, life would be a lot simpler, but we're not. We're facing multiple financial hurdles in front of us.
On top of that, Giroux says the state is not fully funding the new veterans' tuition remission, leaving it up to the university to cover most of that tuition benefit. Giroux says that program accounts for more than half of this tuition increase.
Until something is done to fill that gap, we're going to be pinched severely, and that is ultimately going to affect our ability to run a major university system.
If the 5.5% increase is approved, annual tuition at the UW-Madison would be nearly $6,700 for the coming school year, which would be second lowest among all Big Ten schools. All told, the tuition increase will affect 110,000 students. Tuition would stay the same for the 12,500 students at the UW's two-year schools. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.